Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Madeloff here. I'm going to spend the next half an hour with our friend, Jessica Jinsky, Program Services Manager with our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
Appreciate the time, as always, from you and all of our friends at the Family Center. As I note to the audience, I am on the board of the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. And even if I was not, this is a topic I've been very, very honest about and very blunt about, because I believe that it's a topic that is black and white. And a society in life where there is so much gray in the world and not a really clear-cut answer for certain things, this particular topic is very black and white to me. You're
yes.
either on the right side of history or not.
Yep.
And our society has done a good job in recent years of trying to bring more awareness to this, being able to talk about these subjects in an open voice and not in a hushed voice. But there is still a lot of work to be done. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're talking about a special vigil that is going to be coming up. And we're doing a lot of this conversation because we have to, and it's important for us to, but also because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Jessica.
That is correct. It is.
Now, we'll get into some of the things that the Family Center are going to be doing to highlight this month, including the vigil and some other interesting things. But I wanted to make sure to hit some stats that are really, I think, important to the community and understanding this. And I understand, too, that this topic can be uncomfortable for some people.
For some, again, yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that. And I reach out to those individuals out there. This is uncomfortable for a reason.
Right.
And the only way for one to get over the discomfort is to fix and help this situation. But also, the more we talk about it, the more open we are with it. The people that pry and the cowards out there that are hurting loved ones and doing these things, they thrive in the darkness.
Correct.
They thrive in the uncomfortableness. They want us to not talk about these things and to feel awkward and all that about it. So the way to fight that, one of the ways to beat that, is to be able to talk about it in an open conversation and being, you know, facing these things.
And shed light on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said. So Jessica, you had some stats for us I wanted to touch on.
Yeah. So last year in the state of Wisconsin, unfortunately, 85 individuals fell victim to domestic homicide, making Wisconsin the sixth highest as far as those numbers are concerned in the nation. So that's quite a significant number of people who have lost their lives due to domestic violence.
You know, I'm a transplant. I'm not from here, but I've spent the second half of my life here in this state. And I love this state. I love the people of it. All my children were born in this state. My brother was born here. And while I'm not a true Wisconsinite, I have a lot of love for Wisconsinites. And one of the things I have learned about Wisconsinites, you guys are proud of being from Wisconsin.
You
guys are proud of Wisconsin.
Yep, we love being cheeseheads.
And it's beautiful. I love it. I love it. This is, if you are proud of being a Wisconsinite, this is one of the things that should will alarm you.
It does.
And should know, be
it
should noted.
It is alarming. Yeah.
There are a lot of layers to this conversation when it comes to this. And I'm just focusing on Wisconsin, of course, where we're doing this show. But when it comes to this being sixth on the list in the nation.
Correct.
I would think that if you are a Wisconsinite, you would take some note to that. And we're like, well, we need to bring that down. That right. I want to have pride in my state. I want to be proud of my state. I'm not proud of that. I wouldn't be proud of that. So I would want to work towards bringing those numbers down and keeping Wisconsin out of that ranking. Part of how you do that is some of the work we're doing here and some of the work the Family Center is doing currently.
Exactly.
When it comes to that, too, I got to imagine, too, there are the listeners out there that that realize, you know, I'm not far removed from this. Even if this hasn't happened to you, you may know somebody, or more than likely, statistically, you do know somebody that has dealt with domestic violence on some layer or some level. That hopefully brings it home a little bit more of, you know, hopefully you out there listening don't deal with this. And I don't want that for anybody, of course. But we all statistically see the numbers and we know that just by that alone, you probably know somebody that is going through this. And having some empathy, some understanding of that can only make us stronger as a community and shed some more light on these things so that we can, you know, help make it better.
Correct. Yeah. And there is a running theme. And I believe last year, one thing that we really focused on is the fact that everybody knows somebody. Mm-hmm. It's not as uncommon as people would like to believe, mm-hmm. Whether it's a neighbor or, you know, a friend or a coworker. You know, approximately 1 in 4 people are victims of domestic violence.
Yeah.
So it's very unlikely that you don't know somebody that's been affected by this in some way or another.
Those stats, and this is noteworthy to any kind of stats you hear or anything out there. When you hear that 1 in 4, that's literal, everybody. If you know 4 people, you know somebody that is dealing with this.
Right.
So keep that in mind, not only with this, but other conversations, and certainly with this topic throughout the month of October and just going forward. It's important. And all this is important as well, especially. And this one gets me emotional, and I get on a soapbox on this one, so I'm going to warn everybody right now. But we are in go time in politics. We are rounding third. We are heading home. November 5th is right around the corner. There are a lot of positions that are up for election.
Yes.
I cannot stress enough that one of the more important topics you need to be thinking about when you're going into that booth is how our representatives feel about domestic violence and how much they are supporting our domestic violence shelters. This is important no matter what time of year, no matter when we're talking about this, but it's incredibly vital right now because of the cuts to funding that have happened in the recent years.
Yes. Yeah. Just this last year, Our primary funder, VOCA, our funding was slashed by over $400,000. So as you can imagine, that's had a great impact on our organization. However, in order to fill that gap, we've just been simply increasing fundraising events. We've been cutting organizational costs in an effort to not cut those services to the people who need them. So we're working very hard to maintain our client base while facing those significant cuts. So we're just finding new and innovative ways to help fill those gaps, to keep providing the same quality of services to, unfortunately, the same number of, you know, people that we have served in the past. So
we have a lot of individuals that have a lot of empathy for our teachers out there. Unfortunately, it's a common story nowadays of hearing a teacher having to go out and buy supplies for their students because they don't have the funding.
Yes.
We empathize with that. We feel for it. We have things go on in our communities to raise funds and everything for these events. I feel a very similar thing is happening to our local family centers around the country. I'm just focusing right now on our local Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, but it is not just the family center. It is domestic violence shelters around the country. This is happening to where instead of cutting things for the clients, you guys are cutting staff salaries and things like that, things that should not have to happen. Especially when we are trying to get good people in these jobs, and everybody knows nobody's gonna, you know, the way to bring in good people is having a decent living that you can make at this job. That's vital to this. So it's counterintuitive to be cutting funding for us to be doing that when we need this more than ever. We started talking stats. We gave you those stats. Those are legitimate stats, and they're not going down. They're hitting they're lower than maybe when we were kids and such, but they're not where they should be. And if you look at where things were when the pandemic was going on, and we're still dealing with some of the aftermath of that.
We are.
When it comes to this. It has never been more important in our society to be funding our domestic violence shelters, and yet our government has decided that this is apparently not the time to do that.
Right.
I cannot stress enough, when you were in that voting booth on November 5th, I ask you, I'm not telling anybody what to do, certainly, but I'm asking you to research these things and understand who you are voting for and where are they representing their communities.
Right.
Because the communities want this. There's no community in America that doesn't want a well-funded domestic violence shelter.
Correct.
The people understand how important this is.
They do.
You go ahead and talk to any stranger, and they'll tell you where they stand on this event. This is that common now. But unfortunately, that's not getting through to a lot of the people that are helping make these making these decisions.
Correct, making the decisions. Yeah.
While we can't do much about these things, it feels like at times this year and coming up in weeks from now, we can. Get informed, understand who you are, get out there and vote. Go to myvote.wi.gov, make sure that you are registered and get in that voting booth and vote for people that are supporting our communities, supporting our domestic violence shelters. I encourage you to. I'm not telling you to or anything, obviously, but I do encourage you to. This is too big of a topic. And as those stats, if some of the things that have I've rambled and I've said here haven't gotten to you, those stats should. Those stats don't have an opinion. Those stats aren't voting for a Democrat or a Republican. They are just numbers. And they're telling you right point blank to your face, we need to attack this. We need to address this situation now. It's too important.
It is.
I'll just get off my soapbox here real quick. It's a high soapbox. I got to take my time, Jessica.
You
get
did
it
great.
Down. One of the ways that we are bringing attention to Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the Family Center is doing some interesting, and fun is not the right word maybe, but I know behind the scenes that there aren't a lot of moments to be able to smile and enjoy your job and things with the work that you guys do.
Yes.
The painting the town purple is a fun idea, and I've heard some good things about this one.
Yeah, it's great. So October is, as you know, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we have quite a few of our local businesses and business owners who participate in what we call Paint the Town Purple. And that's where they decorate their marquees in support of Domestic Violence Awareness Month and specifically Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. A lot of these businesses will have their employees actually dress in purple, take photographs, send them to us so that we can share them on our social media platforms. And it's just a great way for them to show their support in our, you know, our cause and what we're trying to accomplish. So yeah, it's pretty fun. So as people are going about their days out and about throughout the city of Wisconsin Rapids and other parts of Wood County, they can see some of those marquees on display.
There's layers to this one as well with like everything we're talking about today, Jessica. Certainly, you know, doing this is great to show support to the staff, to you, the team at the Family Center. Bringing attention to domestic violence in this month is certainly important. But if I can, I try to see all angles on these things and all layers. And one of the things about this is, well, maybe this topic doesn't seem as vital to you as it does to us or something. But I bet you care about your business. And I bet you care about your community. And the PR of this cannot be taken lightly. There is no marketing team in the world that could give you a price tag on what the PR level that you get from being a part of this, from supporting this. The numbers will tell you, the surveys will show you, this is where our society is going. We are not okay with this anymore.
Right.
We are. This is, again, a black and white topic. We are on one side of history. We want you to be. When you are a business and you are wearing purple or you're supporting this and you're getting on social media feeds and everything, you can't buy that kind of marketing.
Right.
You cannot buy that kind of good PR. You literally can't. There's no marketing team out there that could say, well, for $1,000, you can. But no, you can't put a price tag on something like this.
Right.
So if I can't reach your heart, maybe I can reach your business mind and show you how important this is, not only to our community, but how beneficial this can be to your business being a part of this. It's good to do, and we want people to do it for their, you know, their heart and to support you, our Family Center and these things. But if I can't reach you there, I bet I can reach your wallet. I bet I can reach your business mind.
Right.
It's a great and it's a smart idea to do. And it's not just this event, but any event the Family Center is doing. Supporting the Family Center, investing in the Family Center is an investment in our community.
It is. It really is. And on our end of things, I mean, just the fact that local businesses are bringing awareness to the situation and shedding light on it, to us, that's priceless.
Yeah. So, well said.
Yeah.
You know, I know when I was a kid and maybe, you know, some guys would be making an off-color joke that I didn't agree with, and I would try to stand up to it and how alone I felt in those situations. I can't even begin to imagine what it can be like working at the Family Center or being a victim of this and how alone it can feel sometimes. Such a great point, Jessica.
Yeah.
For you guys bopping around town, you see businesses doing these things and stuff. hopefully it helps you through those grind through those harder times when it feels like, you know, it can feel endless, I imagine, sometimes, and can feel so helpless sometimes. Letting, as community, letting you guys know how much we have your back. And how much we support what you're doing. And hey, keep up the great work. And we've got you and we appreciate you. That's another thing you're doing when you're supporting the Family Center.
You are.
It goes so much farther than we can put into words.
It does. It really does.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to touch on with that, or you want to get into the vigil?
We can get into the vigil.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's a great event, and I'm really looking forward to that. So
let's tell people about it and when it is.
Sure. So in honor of the victims of domestic homicide, annually we hold our Domestic Violence Awareness Month vigil. This vigil is open to the public. This year it's actually going to be held at the Community Theater, which is a very nice venue. Mm-hmm. That's taking place October 24th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the address is 220 3rd Avenue South, in case you are unfamiliar with where the Community Theater is located. We're hoping that we have a really great turnout. Typically we do. We, during this time, give out community awards to individuals within the community who have gone above and beyond to show their support to the Family Center. So that's our opportunity to honor those individuals who, throughout the year, have stood out amongst some of the others. Mm-hmm. Not that anybody everybody's important, but there's just certain people who have really truly gone above and beyond to show that additional support when we needed it most, and to our clients. So mm-hmm. really looking forward to that. The awards ceremony is always my favorite part. So
there's a beautiful theme to this year's too. The healed, hold, and center. That is a really, it hits, you know, the first time I read it, it hits me. It's a really good one. That it reminds us to work together to help heal victims, hold space for survivors, and center those most vulnerable, and protect, this is the definition of what a community is.
It really is.
Looking out for each other, having each other's back, and being a part of this vigil, like so much that we've talked about today, is one more opportunity, one more example of showing your community where you stand with this and who you stand with.
Yeah, exactly.
And having each other's back is so vital to this topic.
It
goes so much farther than I think we can really realize and put into words.
Correct. And a large part of what we do is promote that healing, allowing that space for individuals and their children to heal from things that have happened. And providing that emotional support and, you know, all of the things that they could really use when they come in during that time of crisis.
One of the things we've touched on today organically is the children in this situation.
Yes.
And I think that gets a little lost in the shuffle sometimes for individuals out there that aren't, you know, like us and have this topic around every day and such. It's an important part of this and an important part to keep in mind when we're talking about this. Think what you will of adults or what have you. There's no child that has to be in this situation. There's no child that wanted to be in this situation. It is the job of a society to look out for its children, to look out for its elderly, look out for those that they cannot. It's a Gandhi quote, but it fits for all of us.
Yes.
This is our job as a society, I believe, to look out for each other and to especially to look out for children and to look out for those that need that.
Yeah. Well, the children, they're our future.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. you know, all of that takes place, you know, it's all that starts in the home. And when you have a healing and peaceful home environment, I think that makes for individuals, healthier individuals. Mm-hmm. In the future.
Well said, Jessica.
Yeah.
With this vigil, is this something that people need to register for, or can you just come on by and take in the event with us?
They can just show up.
Excellent. And I do want to send a big thank you to our my second home, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, hosting this event. It has got the space. It's a community hub. It's a very good vibe, a very good energy in there. And I it is, again, just all these things I've been talking about. It's synergy. Synergy 101. It's working together, and we are stronger when we work together, especially when our nonprofits do. We see a lot of that in this community.
Yeah.
And so that is a really cool thing, and I appreciate them doing this. And so much appreciate our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center and the vital, important work you guys are doing day in and day out for our community. Appreciate you, Jessica. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Again, keep in mind, everybody, that you're going to be seeing purple about throughout town that is supporting what the Family Center is doing. And Domestic Violence Awareness Month Vigil is happening from 6 to 7 Thursday, October 24th at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater at 223rd Avenue South. We will meet you there. Bring your hearts, everybody. It's going to be a heartful event. We're looking forward to it. Jessica, thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
We'd like to remind everybody as well that the Family Center has a crisis line 24 hours a day. It is available if you need it. And please spread the word about this number, 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511. You can also reach them on their business line at 715-421-1559. It's 421-1559. Email them, info@familyctr.org, info@familyctr.org. And, of course, you can find out more at their website, familyctr.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on what they are doing and to share things like the vigil on your social media pages. You just don't know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Again, familyctr.org is the website. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.